So what made you want to start writing these stories?
My little boy's always had beliefs about feathers and angels, with feathers appearing, that it's an angel of a loved one. So after I lost my dad and I did this poem, I decided that perhaps I could put the context of this poem into a book, and I did it, and my little boy loved it. It was a dream that came true when Austin McCauley, the publishers, offered me a contract. But obviously that dream was very, very, ended very quickly, because they wanted £2,500 for me to make this dream a reality.
Yeah. So you did mention about the feather. What does that signify to you?
It's basically, we've had a sort of belief, my son, my wife, that with feathers appearing, we believe there's a sign from an angel, like of a loved one. And even just recently, my wife's lost her nan, and again, we've been having a like sort of a increase of feathers just appearing. So we'll be round and there'll be like a feather out on the outside on the step, or we'll come in and there'll be a feather out on the floor, and it's just like, well, where have these feathers come from? And that's the kind of concept of the book. It was like, well, where do feathers go? Where do feathers come from?
It's the aim to broaden, you know, the awareness of the condition to children, most importantly, but other people as well.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the feather itself and the story of the feather itself is for children. I mean, a lot of children will probably have the same beliefs. There'll probably be some that don't. So that is this kind of a way of just getting my expressions of the feather out. Like I said, because people, I've had times when I've flown off the handle and people don't know why. And you can't explain it to people because, like I said, it's not a physical disability. So mental health is really, and truthfully, it's almost twice as hard to deal with. You don't want to believe that things are happening like that. You know, you hear things, people telling you what you've done, and you can't believe you've done that. So yeah, it is to raise awareness for mental health as well.
So as you said, this isn't something you had to go through alone. Your wife and son have been especially good to you, of course. Just explain what they've done to help over the years.
Yeah, my wife's been brilliant. Like I said, she's had to put up with numerous things. I mean, obviously, I won't go into too many. Like I said, the anger all the time and the constant arguments. Because, obviously, silly things, really. I've convinced myself I've had a bath, and she'll tell me I haven't. And I'm like, no, I've had a bath. And this starts to get more and more angry. I end up storming off or swearing and social issues that, again, I won't get into. They're not nice. And again, but she's stuck by me all through this. She's asked me to go and see different specialists, and we're doing it. So slowly but surely, we are getting there, and it's also helping us as a family. I'd love my little boy to be able to turn to his friends and say, oh, my daddy wrote that. So it's, for that sort of thing, it's brilliant for me.
So I think the question is there going to be more books?
I have, yes. I've got 8 books there. Ready to go. It's a series of books, yeah, a series of books called Boris the Bumblebee. Boris is a little character, and it's him being like around school, growing up with his friends, and there's all sorts of different issues, like Boris gets bullied, Boris and Santa Claus, and Boris, you know, there's all different things in life that kids go through, and they can relate to this through this series of books called Boris the Bumblebee.
That's great. Thank you very much.